Technology enthusiasts gathered by the thousands for CES 2013, and what they got was eye-opening. Bigger TVs, 3D TVs, TV screens that are curved. LG's Pete Hollenhorst says curved is better.
It eliminates any distortion that you see. I'm seeing with both eyes in a very natural environment, that same 180 degrees that we normally see.
Tablet computers are also getting bigger, like this one from Lenovo, which can replace the traditional family board game. Other video screens are designed to look and feel more like paper. Products are getting tougher too. Kip Walls with Panasonic.
So this machine is rated for a 5-foot drop to a hard surface. You can use it in the shower.
Because in the end, says LG's Katie Krause, technology is becoming all about the convenience of being constantly connected.
It's allowing our consumers to live without boundaries, essentially do things on a smartphone that they never thought possible.
Even in the kitchen, where your new refrigerator can send a shopping list to your phone, get discounts, plan the meal, and tell the stove to start cooking. Of course, you might be tempted to eat too much, so there's Happy Fork, which can tell your smartphone if you're eating too much too fast. Philip Montero is co-founder of Happy Labs.
The slower you eat, the less you eat, as a matter of fact. You give time to your brain to send a message, oh, I'm full, I don't need to eat anymore.
And if you worry the kids are too addicted to technology, there's iBits, which connects to your smartphone to get them moving. GeoPal's Zan O'Leary.
It's a Tamagotchi-like character that they get to keep alive based on physical activity. So the more physical activity they have, the more things they can do with their character.
So how is all this interconnected technology supposed to make you feel?
That reads the electrical signal of your brain.
Yeah, there's technology for that, too. Jeff Selden, VOA News.